I've been in contact with people who've got major neuron disease, and I know that this particular person, who's had it for 15 years, has written personally on a number of occasions to Lord Joffe. So it makes me feel that a lot of elderly people and a lot of terminally ill people will be very frightened by this bill, because it takes control in a way away from them, because all sorts of psychological pressures could be brought to bear upon people when they're ill or when they are elderly.
There, I presume you're referring to the fact that the elderly, or people, as you say, who are terminally ill, be worried about, you know, being a burden both to their family and to society, and therefore worried that they will be bumped off, as it were.
Yes, and also that psychological pressure can be brought to bear by relatives or hospitals saying we need the beds and really you've had your life. I think in a very subtle way it could go down that road as well.
Do you think it's also reinforcing a negative view that many people say society tends to have about the elderly nowadays?
I think so. I think it represents a lessening of the value of life in general. We're living in a very disposable sort of age, and that seems to be the approach of a good number of people.